Blog Talk Radio.
Like I had 4 years. I'm in the living room, banging on an old upright, where my world began. Discovering the music that the child I was, before I became the mess that I am. Yeah.
Hi, and thanks for listening to WAMS on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Burke Allen, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., on a sunny spring Friday afternoon. And joining us on the program today, author Hawk McKinney. He's a fiction novelist, and in many cases we wonder where the great fiction writers get their ideas from. Well, Hawk McKinney has quite a varied background. He's a retired U.S. Navy Special Staff Corps officer and has doctoral degrees in health science, developmental anatomy. He's taught both overseas and in the U.S., and somewhere along the way he's found time to author several books, including a Civil War series and also detective mysteries, the Craig Ingram detective mysteries, including Vault of Secrets. And we're going to talk books now with author Hawk McKinney. Hey, Hawk, how are you?
Doing fine this afternoon, and how are all of y'all?
Now, see, you're breaking out that Arkansas accent already. And,
well, if I'm going to have to take responsibility for being raised in them there foothills, I'll just do it. It's like being in the Kanawha River Valley. You just never do get away from it.
That's exactly right. Hawk and I talked off the air about our similar hillbilly backgrounds, my being a West Virginia native and Hawk being a guy from small-town Arkansas. But, boy, you've sure done well for yourself even before writing these books with your work overseas and in the States. So let's start with that. Tell me, well, exactly what does a U.S. Navy Special Staff Corps officer do when you have, these degrees in health science and developmental anatomy? And that sounds like some real education and some real stuff happening. What do you teach, and where did you teach it?
Well, it's called being educated beyond your intelligence. And what I was primarily interested in, now these are going to be some, I'm going to chop these big $9 words into something that doesn't scare people. My advanced degrees have to do with how the animals with backbones, and that's all, most of them, cows, horses, people, goats, whatever, how the brain and spinal cord embryologically develops. Put a period right there, or we're going to get into some $9 words I may have forgotten how to spell. I taught in the med school in Israel. I taught in the Department of Anatomy to the Russian immigrants. Well, that Russian language is one of my languages, and I couldn't speak Hebrew. They couldn't speak English, so I taught them in Russian and my other language, German. And every once in a while, my mentor, who is an absolutely outstanding Israeli, Dr. Eliezer Sekulis, he would stop me and he called me. He had a nickname for me, and he'd stop me and he said, "Itzhak, do you know what you just told him?" And I said, "Excuse me, student." And he'd tell me, and I'd look at him and say, "Forget everything I just told you. It was wrong. Now let's back up." And we had a grand time.
Author Hawk McKinney is our guest today, and boy, we're talking about his beginnings and his teaching and his work before he started writing. But Hawk, since you've begun, people say some really amazing things about your work. A young lady named Barbara Casey, who's a famous literary agent and author in her own right, called your book Moxie and Trace one of the most engaging and brilliantly crafted historical works since Margaret Mitchell's great classic Gone with the Wind. So now,
I know, I couldn't believe it when she sent me that review. I really couldn't. It just, I thoroughly enjoyed writing the book because it's a lot about my own family. And then she wrote that, and it just took my breath away. I know people think about those of us in the entertainment industry, and that's all a writer is we paint pictures with words. And a lot of people think that we think that the money and the royalties is what drives us, and that's not it at all. You find me a reader, such as Barbara, that enjoys something I've written and expresses it that way, that is one of the, it's almost as much of a thrill as chewing a brand new piece of 5-cent double bubble gum. It's just one of those kind of thrills. And she and I have a professional relationship. She's a fantastic editor, and I thoroughly enjoy working with her. But she stopped me on that one. But I appreciated it, and I told her very much how much I appreciated it. But I loved writing that book.
If you'd like to talk with Hawk McKinney, we have a phone line open this afternoon at 718-506-1944 if you're listening to the interview live. And you can always check out Hawk online at hawkmckinney.net. He has a new book coming out in fall 2010, and I think it's pronounced Nimrod Resurrection. Is that correct?
That's right. It's another Craig Ingham thriller, and I wrote that in 95 before 9/11, and it's about terrorism in New York City.
Is that right? So
and
a little
don't think I haven't had some, yes, and I've had some official inquiries about that. I just took notes and told them, keep talking, keep questioning me. I'm getting ready stuff for ready for another book. And shortly that inquiry stopped, but it was official government people wanting to know what I was doing, and I can understand. They weren't ugly or anything. They just, you know, who are you and why are you writing this? So, and how did you know about this? And blah, blah, blah. And I thought, well, good grief, a dead man would know about it if he'd just read the newspapers. I mean, they're out there to hurt us.
You're exactly
it's like
right.
It's like Pearl Harbor, and we better look at it like that, too.
The author is Hawk McKinney, and the book series include Moccasin Trace, which is a Civil War epic, and these Craig Ingram thriller mysteries. And Hawk, with some of the writers that we talk with and that we work with, we understand that in many cases, editors try to point them in one direction for the most part. You know, if you're John Grisham, you write books about lawyers. If you're Robin Cook, you write medical mysteries.
Right.
And you're in two completely different worlds with these books about the private investigator and then also the Civil War world. Tell me about that.
Well, not really. There's two approaches to it. One, the Civil War thing is the private investigator in the contemporary thriller's great-great-great-great-grandparents. So it's all part of a family thing. But to say the same thing you said, but with little different words, is you're saying I'm in different genres. Well,
yes.
There are no such things as genres. People will say, wait a minute, yes, there are, I know, blah, 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 blah. No, genres is something bookstores use so they'll know where to put the books on which shelf. And when I write one of the thrillers, I've got romance in it. I've got history in it. And that is true even in I've even got a sci-fi series coming out. It's not published yet. But you'd think, well, that's sci-fi. That's another genre. No, no. It's the biggest love story on about 10 different solar systems. And it's just boy meets girl, jumps in a spaceship, da-da-da-da-da-da, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's different thing. It's the same theme told different ways. And I just get a kick out of it. I love science fiction. I love Star Trek. I love history. I tell you, man, I'm educated beyond my intelligence.
Author Hawk McKinney is our guest today on WAMS. And if you'd like to check out Hawk and his books, you can find him online at hawkmckinney.net. When you sit down to write a historical novel like Moccasin Trace, or even the private investigator books, the Craig Ingram series, what sort of research do you do before you dive in there, Hawk?
Well, for the historical things, you've got to do your in-depth research. You don't use all of the things you find, but you've got to do it and be very particular about it because you're writing about things that have happened, so be accurate. Like, I pull in Alexander Stevens, which was the vice president of the Confederacy. But you're limited when you do that to that character because you can't have that character do anything that character didn't really do in life. Whereas, now flip the page over, when I'm writing about Craig Ingram, he's not purely fictional. He's made up of different people. But I can have him do what I want to because he's not a historical fiction. But research is important for each of those in different ways. In the history, you've got to know your facts. If they're going to ride in a carriage with matched horses, you've got to make sure you don't use a Georgian carriage in the South earlier than it came into fashion. Or some of these grandmas know their history cold down here. You know how West Virginia is. They know what went on cold. And if you try to tell them somebody did something they knew they didn't do, they jump your case just right away at a dinner on the ground or wherever they meet you, Sunday school or wherever. Whereas with Craig Ingram, the research has got to do with covert surveillance, and then you've got to bring in stuff that is the public doesn't know about yet, but you can't divulge secrets on secret material. So I just draw the line there. I never use anything that's not in the public domain to begin with. And that's the only way to, one, do your research. You can stay on the cutting edge of that and stay a little bit ahead of the reader, and that's the key in the mystery, is to lead and mislead the reader. But don't you ever forget your reader, because that's who you're painting the pictures for. And I enjoy talking to my readers at book signings and libraries and personal appearances. I get a big kick out of that, almost, but not quite as much as writing.
Hawk McKinney is the author of Vault of Secrets, book one in the Craig Ingram Mystery Series, and also Moccasin Trace, which has been called one of the best Civil War epics and ranked up there with Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind. And you can find out more about Hawk at hawkmckinney.net. When you sit down to write a book, Hawk, do you have an outline already scratched out, in writing of where this book is going to begin and where it's going to end? Or take me through the process of how you construct these novels.
Well, you can construct a novel at its start point from one of several places, and they're all valid. There's not any right or wrong. It's what the writer wants to do or what's been stirring in their mind. You can use a plot, or a character, or a title, or a setting, or a combination of any of those. Then, what I do, because I let my characters kind of, sort of, behave like they want to, but you got to be careful there. You turn loose a runaway horse if you're not careful, and the character will start leading you, and you don't want that. So that brings in your question of, do I have an outline? And you used a very good word. Yes, I have a scratchy outline, and scratchy is the operative, because I write the first chapter, sometimes the first two or three chapters, and then I write the last chapter. And in between, we have a bug tussle and a grand time. That doesn't mean you don't rewrite those chapters, but you never let your protagonist or the supporting characters do something on their own without it reflecting back to something in the prose, and that has to do specifically almost with the thriller mystery. You can lay a misleading clues, or you can let the character be misled, or you can have the character, don't let the character be nicey-nicey or evil-evil. Have them do something out of character that the reader doesn't expect, like they drink too much, they smoke too much, they forget to renew the driver's license, they forget to do the, something that makes them human, makes them everyday mistakes so that the reader can identify with it and keeps the reader interested.
Hawk McKinney is our guest today. We're talking writing, and you can find out more about Hawk on his website, hawkmckinney.net. If you like Civil War dramas and historical fiction, Moccasin Trace is the book. If you like detective thriller mysteries, check out the Craig Ingram mystery series, including book one, Vault of Secrets, and coming this fall, Nimrod, Resurrection, Murder and Assassinations in the Underworld of Intrigue with ex-COPI Craig Ingram. Hawk, we're almost out of time. Sure appreciate you being on with us today on WAMS, and best of luck.
I appreciate you asking me, and I certainly have enjoyed it. And I've enjoyed being with your audience. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's hawkmckinney.net. I'm Burke Allen. Thanks for listening to WAMS on the Blog Talk Radio Network.